Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
How you guys doing? Hope you're doing well. This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening, those who are here. All right, the radio show. How's that get? Coming out. 9 to 10. Consecrated for Tamisha, what's up, Jerry? What's going on? Dr. T is in the house. What's up, Shelly? I'm coming to you if you're still here. And, you know, I just have to say this. I was on an airplane, right, guys? And it woke me up. Well, some kind of turbulence woke me up. And I'm telling you, that airplane was going left, right, up and down, up and down, up and down. Woo! And, like, this thing looked like it's about to head down. Nose down, and for that second, guys, it was like, no, Lord, you have shown me some pictures about my life, And I'm believing that this is not how my life is supposed to end. And thank God they straightened up. But I'm telling you guys, 10 seconds in the air with your plane doing like that, I can only imagine what people were going through their last minutes if they were on the plane and the plane was about to go down. But I'm grateful. I'm grateful, and I'm so thankful that God brought me through that tonight. You know, yeah, that's my prayer, Dr. Terrell. That's my prayer right there. Thank you. Praise God. Thank you so much, Dr. Terrell. Yeah, take my life. Let it be consecrated for you. How many of you guys want God to do something with your life? And honestly, I think part of that thing is just really honestly being thankful. Being thankful for the things that God has given you. For me, what's been helping me is just saying, you know, Lord, thank you for the life that you have given me. Let it not be in vain. And tonight I'm talking about God gives second chances. Because sometimes we need to be encouraged, because sometimes we're so hard on ourselves that we don't allow ourselves to make mistakes and to get up and let's keep moving forward. Sometimes we get into that whole thing of that self-pity part that we can't seem to move beyond the mistakes that we've made. But God gives second chances, and just seeing the beauty and the fact that we're still here and the fact that we have the opportunity and a chance to get it right. You know, it's not taking a vacation, y'all. Now, if you know me, I'm not the type of person to tell everybody everything I do. That's not how I roll. Personally, I like to do it and then say, this is what I'm doing most of the times. And I need that vacation. Guys, listen, it's very, very important that I talk about self-care, and I work hard, and I'm telling you this. I went on this vacation with my mindset, I'm not going to talk about work. I went with this mindset, I'm not going to talk about anything that's stressful. I didn't talk about anything. I told one of my buddies, I said, remind me, if I begin to do that, just slap me upside the head. No, I'm just joking. No, we're not doing that. But just remind me, you know, no, you remember what you said. And I'm saying, guys, this is one of the best vacations I've had. God chose to stay in the moment 100%. I told someone, I said this on, I think, on one of the videos on my personal page. I said something to the point of, you know, besides making sure that my mother was okay, you know, it's like I'm not focusing on anything else. And guys, I'm saying, God really, really touched me. He really gave me the opportunity to really, really release, relax, relate, and release, let that stuff go and stay focused. So tonight, you know, enough of that talk. I know I spent some time talking about that. But I just wanted to share a little bit. I haven't seen you in a little bit. We didn't come on last Thursday, you know, but I was here last Tuesday and I left after that. But tonight I'm talking about God gives us second chances. And I'm coming from Jonah chapter 3. And my question for you is this. Have you ever met someone who would cut you off after one mistake? But when they mess up, they want to be forgiven. You know, sometimes I've talked about that too. Sometimes we want the grace and mercy card, but we don't want to extend that to someone else. But thank God, God is not like that. You know, listen, the Bible is full of characters who were given second chances. Disclosure, it does not mean that you will have one. You know, I say disclosure, you know, in a particular area, you know, sometimes you say, God, give me this, I want that. But as long as you have breath, it is possible. What's up, cuz? I got my cousin on here. What's up, cuzzy? Love you, cuzzy. Get my cousin on here. It does not mean you always, in other words, I'm saying, live each moment like it's your best. Give it your all, 100%. Doesn't mean that you're going to always, oh, I don't do this, I'm going to have a second chance. You might not always have a second chance. But as long as you have breath, guess what? You have a second chance. You have a second chance. You know, I was telling Nady that I was on an airplane last night, and the thing was just going. The airplane was going like this. I was like, this thing is about to go down. This plane is about to go down. I was like, Lord, you've shown me, you've talked to me about the future. I didn't expect to go down like this. This net playing, it was crazy. Those 10 seconds, it became real. And I'm just grateful, guys, to still be here. There's so many things that have been going on these past year and a half or whatever, 2 years. I'm just grateful to be here tonight. Yeah, yeah, prayer helps. Yeah, that's all right, cuz. Prayer helps. You know, and guys, if you're just saying, Lord, help me. Yeah, I was praying. I was like, Lord, please straighten up this plane. Lord, whatever it is, please. I'm like, that thing was real. I'm not lying. That was the worst turbulence I've ever seen for 10 seconds. That thing was like up, down, side, side. It's like it's about to head down. But listen, prayer helps. You know, the power of prayer. You know, if you're going through, take the time to pray. Yeah, Brian. Thanks, Brian. What's up, Brian? What's up, Isaac? Yeah, you have to have faith. You have to have faith. You know, and the thing about that prayer, you have to have prayer. You have to have faith. Yeah. Tamisha, God's vision for your future gives you peace during turbulence. That's so true. I was like, Lord, you didn't show me how I was supposed to. It's not like we're going to know everything and how it's going to happen. I'm like, you told me I have some work to do. You told me COVID was not going to take me out. Okay, I need you to fix this plane. But I come to peace. I have peace. Okay. You know, look, guys, live the best life you can live today. Enjoy life. Have fun. Praise God. Give your best. Help people. Do what God's calling you to do. Serve. You know, pray. Ask God to help you. You know, ask Jesus Christ to come to your life, come to your heart, to help you. You know, this life is real, guys. This life is real. You know, things that people are going through. For real, people, you know, we're experiencing real things in this season, real things, real life situations. But guess what? God will bring you through everything that you're going through. And I was talking about rest. And Tamisha earlier had a few minutes ago, Tamisha said rest is important. Yeah, Tamisha, rest is important. Getting that chance to say, you know what? I'm just going to relax, relate, let everything go. Let everything go. I'm just going to focus on rest. I'm just going to focus on, let me turn the phone off. Don't turn the phone off now. Stay with me this hour. Don't turn our phone off yet. But sometimes you got to do that. Sometimes you say, no, I'm going to spend some me time. Do something for yourself. You know, ask God to help you. Pray, Lord, show me some direction. I need some direction. But I'm glad that we serve, that God gives second chances. I'm so grateful today that God gives second chances. And I thought about what kind of crap can I say this? What kind of crap gives it? Not just God gives second chances. God gives chances. As long as you have breath, you have a chance. If you believe it. Yeah, Brian says faith. Yeah. What's up, Jaleel? If you believe it, you have to have faith. What's up? So God gives second chances. Now, Jonah, I'm coming from Jonah. Chapter 3 tonight. I'm going to read a little bit of this for you. Jonah goes to Nineveh. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you. Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord and went to Nineveh. Now, Nineveh was a very important city. A visit required 3 days. It took 3 days to get there. On the first day, Jonah started into the city. He proclaimed, 40 more days and Nineveh will be overturned. The Ninevites believed God. They declared a fast, and all of them, from the greatest to the least, put on sackcloth. When the news reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, took off his royal robes, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat down in the dust. Then he issued a proclamation in Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles. Do not let any man or beast or herd or flock taste anything. Do not let them eat or drink, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth. Let everyone call urgently on God. Let them give up their evil ways and their violence. Who knows? God may yet relent and with compassion turn from his fierce anger so that we will not perish. When God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, he had compassion and did not bring upon them destruction he had threatened. May Lord have blessed you reading of his word, right? You know, so, but before we go this, Tamisha says, God's vision for your future gives you peace during turmoil. Yeah, you had said it before. Sorry about that. Multiple chances. Most times, we miss the second chance. By the third time, we pay attention. Hopefully, people have that. Hopefully, we have enough time, enough chances to get it right. But thank God that while we're here, let's get it right. Let's work on getting it right. That's a process in itself, right? If at first you don't succeed, try again. At some point, like I said, Tamisha, at some point it's going to click. But when it clicks, it clicks. And no one can take you off the path. If once it clicks and you get it, oh, Lord, that's what you're trying to teach me. That's what you're trying to teach me. Yeah, I like that. Multiple chances. Most times, we miss the second chance. That's so true, Tamisha. Amen, cousin. What's up, Sabrina? What's up, Ralph? So Jonah was given another chance, right? And it says that then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. So the first time, Jonah didn't get it. And if I just give you the backdrop, that's the time when Jonah ran. Remember, they threw him into the water, and you know, he went to the belly of the well. You know, after all that time, he finally, in chapter 3, goes to Nineveh. So it wasn't his first time. This is the second time. It says the word came to Jonah a second time. Like you said, sometimes you don't get it the first time. Sometimes we don't get it the second time. Just like you said, Tamisha. Sometimes it's the third time. Might be fourth or fifth, but whatever time. You know, as long as you get it, you say, you know what? Okay. As long as God give me the opportunity to get it right, right? You know, it says the word came to Jonah a second time. He had a decision to make, right? He could have either listened to what God was telling him to do, or he could have run again. But did he want to go through the whole thing of running from what God was telling him to do, to deal with all these different things that life was throwing him? He had already dealt with trying to run away and dealt with the whole thing about the well. Yeah, that's all right. That's a true cousin. God forgives. And thank God. Thank God that he forgives. Because sometimes, guys, we don't forgive each other. And sometimes we say, you know what? You messed up that time. That's it. But just sometimes it's just about saying, recognizing, saying, look, I messed up. Please forgive me. You know, and just move. The issue comes when people act like their mess doesn't stink. That should come to a different thing. But when you say, you know what? Lord, you forgive. Please forgive me. Please help me. You know? Yeah, that's right, cuz. You know, but as long as you get to that point, you say, you know what, Lord, what are you saying? What are you saying to me? What are you saying to me in my heart? What are you saying to me? I'm glad right here it says Jonah, it says that the word Lord came to Jonah a second time, go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim it to it, the message I give you. So God didn't give up on Jonah after that first time. After he didn't pay attention and he ran and he had to get his attention. God's like, hey, and this is what I want you to do. You know, he came to him again. He came to him again. This is what I want you to do. It says in verse 3, Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord and went to Nineveh. When God gives us that second chance, that third chance, or as you said, Tamisha, multiple chances, the thing that happens, the thing that really is important when you get to that point where it clicks, it says Jonah obeyed the Lord. He obeyed the word of the Lord. I guess he was probably saying, I don't want to go through what I went through the last time. Let me go ahead and do what he's telling me to do. It's like when you hear that soft voice, when you hear the Holy Spirit, when you hear the voice of God telling you, you already know, don't do that. No, I want you to give this. I don't want to do that. This is what I want you to do. Sometimes God tells you, boom, I want you to give this or that. And you just never know what the person's going through. Have you ever done that? You've ever obeyed God and done what God placed in your heart to do? That person tells you, I was on my last dime, or, you know, I was praying for some food today. You know, you just never know how your obedience can really bless someone's life, right? But I'm going to tell you this. It required action. What God told him to do, it required action. He didn't say, think about it. He said, go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you. Go. Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord. He obeyed what God had placed in his heart to do. And he went. So he made a decision. Sometimes we've got to just get to the point of saying, okay, Lord, you placed this in my heart. That means I just got to go. That means I just got to do whatever it is you have called me to do. My flesh might not like it. But you know what? I'm going to go ahead and go. You know, I might not feel like doing it, but it required action, and he did it. He went. It says he obeyed, and he went. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to obey him, and we have to put that action to whatever it is he's called us to do. We got to do that thing. We got to do that thing. You know, but God did not give up on Jonah because he ran the first time. I'm going to tell you this. God is not giving up on you just because maybe perhaps you didn't get it right the first time or the second time or the third, fourth, fifth, or sixth. As many times, the question is your heart in the right place? Are you trying to do it? Sometimes, guys, people are going through a lot of things. They're dealing with a lot of things. But the question is, do you have that heart, that desire to really do God's will? How you doing, Professor Huxford? What's going on, Cleveland? You know, obedience. Jonah obeyed God. He obeyed. You know, and obedience is better than sacrifice. 1 Samuel 15, chapter 15, verses 22 through 24. Obedience is better than sacrifice. It's better to do what God has called you to do than to say, I'm going to give this up. No, give what God has told you to give. Do what God has called you to do. That's what he wants you to do. You might say, I'm sacrificed because I'm doing X, Y, and Z, and I'm sacrificed because I'm doing this. But what has God laid on your heart to do? He told him to go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you. He didn't tell him to do anything else except that. And what would happen if we're just obedient to what God has called us to do in his word and how the Holy Spirit is leading us in our relationships and the spread love? I'm telling God, you never know what people are going through. Professor Huxford, and he went to the very people he was sure God didn't love or care about. That's so true, Professor Huxford. God calls us to do the unexpected. Yes, Professor Huxford, I'm going to read that again. And he went to the very people he was sure God didn't love or care about. God calls us to do the unexpected. Yeah, whew. That opens up so much, doesn't it, Professor Huxford? Guys, you guys getting that? And he went to the very people he was sure God didn't love or care about. Listen, God cares about everyone. I want you to know tonight, God cares about you. God cares about everyone. So we have to get in our minds like, you know, this person doesn't deserve this message. This person over here deserves this message, but this person doesn't deserve this message. God said, go to Nineveh and preach to them, to give them the message I told you to get, basically. You know, and that's so important. Thank you, Dwayne. What's going on? I'm Brother Greg. What's going on, Mom? You know, guys, that's so true, Professor Huxford. That's so, so true. Listen, guys, I'm telling you guys, I was at work. I'm telling you, there's someone that they considered to be clinically challenged. And I'm going to tell you this, that person gave me a word one day, and I had to sit back and say, okay. I had to be able to decipher, listen, God will speak to you. You just got to be willing to listen and hear what he is saying to you. God spoke to someone that people will say was clinically challenged, right? And he just read me like a book. Boom, 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 boom. Listen, God will use anyone to speak to you and to tell you what he wants you to hear. The question is, are you going to listen? And on our end, if we think we know it all, listen to this, guys. Everyone deserves to hear the message of Christ. Everyone here deserves to hear the message of forgiveness. Everyone deserves to hear what God wants to say to each person. Everyone deserves it. Because God loves each and every one of us. And while we have breath, we can still change someone's life. It's not about the way you dress, the way you comb your hair, what house you live in. It's about your heart. It's about you being you and being willing to allow God to use you to touch someone's life. I'm going back to Professor Huxford, what he said. And he went to the very people he was sure God didn't love or care about. You know, Jonah probably had a lot of things going on in his mind. He didn't want to go there. He did not want to really go there. I do not want to go to those people. God calls us to do the unexpected. I love that, Professor Huxley. I love that. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, cuz. Thank you, Jesus. Tamisha says, be open to being used to reach those we think are unlovable. That's right. And sometimes, guys, we forget, you know, we forget that we've gone through some struggles. And sometimes we forget, we don't want people to know we're going through struggles. Listen, we all go through struggles. We all deal with things. You know, we got to get away from this thinking that we're better than. You know, just realize it's nothing but the grace of God. The grace of God. I'm telling you guys, when I was on that plane was going crazy. Yes, last night. Let me tell you this. I thought perhaps this plane might go down for real. But I'm so grateful. I'm still here. And I'm so grateful. You know, take advantage of each moment, each second. You know, spread love, spread hope, spread joy to the people around you. You just don't know what people are going through. What's up, bro? What's up, Greg? What's going on, Mom? Yeah, I'm sure you're refreshed. Yes, Greg. Yes, bro, I am refreshed. I needed that break. Thank you, cousin. You are a food for my soul. Thank God for you. Thank you so much, cuz. Thank you for coming through. I love you. I love you. You know I do. You know, what's up, Trina? What's up, Daisy? You know, Jonah obeyed God. And we just got to get to the point where we say, you know what, Lord? I want to be who you call me to be. And guys, it might not be in a church. It might not be in a three-piece suit or driving a Lexus or having those things. It's about your heart. See, God gives second chances. And there's no telling what God can do in your life and how God can use you to reach the least. It's not about being rich or what you have. It's about your heart. Because guess what? You can say something to someone that can change their heart, that can change their life. And Jonah finally said, you know, okay, let me obey God. You know, he listened and he went. He was not worried about, I said, at that point, he was like, okay, let me just do what God has called me to do. But I'm going to tell you guys, when Jonah probably went to tell them this message, and he said, you know, 40 more days and Nineveh will be overturned. Remember, he was probably thinking, oh, yeah, this is the word. This word for you, because he probably wasn't liking them anyway, right? He says, 40 more days and Nineveh will be overturned. Now, he did what God told him to do. He said what he told him to say. He probably thought, okay, I've said this, and I'm going to sit back and see what happens. But that's the sermon for next week. I don't want to get to it this week. But this week, I'm just saying, God gives second chances. But he obeyed God. And, you know, whew. Now, I got to tell you this. Jonah was bold, too. While Jonah probably didn't want to say it, he probably didn't feel like saying it, he probably didn't really even want to go to these people, he probably didn't even like these people. But he went and he said, now, first of all, let's say this. Nineveh was a very important city, right? And it took like 3 days to get to the city. 3 days from where he was. It says a visit required 3 days. It took 3 days. It would take 3 days. And on the first day, it says on the first day Jonah started into the city, he proclaimed 40 more days and then Nineveh will be overturned. So probably Jonah had these different things going through his mind, right? First of all, he probably didn't want to be there. Secondly, perhaps maybe he didn't want to even say these words. You know, and sometimes it's different for us to sit back and look at the stories and read these stories and say, I would never do that. I would never, ever do that. But that took a lot of boldness, you guys. How many of you guys are that bold where you go and you go and actually tell people and actually say 40 more days and Nineveh will be overturned? How many of you guys would actually go there and be that bold to actually say it? You know, it reminds you of like things that God might have you do or the Holy Spirit might put in your heart to do. You might say, that doesn't make any sense. You want me to do what? You know, but he was bold. That's a boldness to go and tell people. You said not you. That's right. That's right, cuz I hear you. You know, that takes boldness. Can you imagine how many people probably calling him crazy? But he said it. He said what God put on his heart to say. Greg says this, one of the most beautiful stories in all of the Bible is Joseph. From the moment he received the vision from God, his life was full of challenges, but he kept trusting. He didn't get mad or pout, and God blessed him at every single turn. The most human response would have been for him to take revenge on his brothers, but he extended the grace that he had been given. This life is not about me. Praise God. Thank you for sharing that, bro. Thank you for sharing that, Greg. Thank you for sharing that. That's so true. It's amazing how God puts you through things, how sometimes God allows things to happen, and it's about how you respond. He extended that grace to his brothers. The same grace God gave to him. They didn't give it to him, but whew, that is one of the great stories in the Bible, Greg. That is one of the great stories in the Bible. You know, it takes a lot of boldness to actually get up there and say, this is what the Lord is telling you. Then you might break that down into other terms. In other words, you might break it down to people and say, look, if you don't get right, God's going to deal with you. You know, but whatever way God gives it to you, it's about you being honest and sharing what God has given you and has told you to share. It's about being obedient. You know, I'm going to say that takes a lot of guts. And sometimes I don't think that we look at these are stories, but just imagine putting yourself in that place and ask yourself, would you do that? Would you have done what Jonah did? Even that second time, would you have gone to Nineveh? Or would you have said, you know what, I'm not going to do that. Oh, Lord, I'm just a little nervous. I can't get up there and say those things in front of these people. Tamisha said, people want to hear the good promises, not correction or destruction. That's true, Tamisha. I'm going to read that again. Tamisha says, people want to hear the good promises. Yes, not correction or destruction. That's right. Who wants to hear destruction? If you don't get your stuff together, I'm going to deal with you. You know, you don't want to hear that. You want to hear the feel good. No, if it's mess, it's mess. And if it stinks, it stinks. You've got to take care of it. You know, that's true. People don't want to hear that. And he had to stand in front of these people that he probably didn't like, probably doing something he didn't want to do, but he did it. 40 more days and Nineveh will be overturned. Now, I'm going to ask you guys this question again. Would you be willing to do this? If you were Jonah, would you be willing to do this? Would you be willing to do this? You know, now I'm going to ask you this question. Do you think Jonah dealt with his fears when standing before them? Can you imagine all the different things that was going through his mind as he was saying these words? But listen, he had already gone through the whole experience with the whale. And he wasn't trying to do that, but he was obedient to what God had placed in his heart to do. You know, I can imagine things that were going through his mind. You know, you want me to do what? You want me to say what to these people? What? You know, listen, just imagine this. You do what God tells you to do. And God does this. This is what happens. In Jonah chapter 3, verse 5, it says, the Ninevites believed God. They declared a fast, and all of them, from the greatest to the least, put on sackcloth. The sackcloth, guys, was not something that felt good. It was not like satin. That thing was uncomfortable. Sackcloth was uncomfortable. It wasn't your it wasn't like a quilt or satin or anything like that. It was uncomfortable. But they believed God. He was obedient, and they believed him. Tamisha says he was probably happy since he didn't like them. That's true. Imagine God using you to give your enemies bad news. That's so true, Tamisha. Next time, Tamisha, I'll have to get you to reenact this. We have to have a play or something to reenact this entire scene or something. But, he probably was happy. So he didn't mind telling them that. But to get up in front of these people, that takes boldness to get up in front of people. Didn't really say that. That's true, Tamisha. But it's crazy, regardless of what he was thinking about. We're going to talk about what happened after this next week. We're going to talk about that again next week. But it says this, they believed God. They believe what he spoke out of his mouth. They believe. They declare the fast, and all of them, from the greatest to the least, put on sackcloth. They listened. They made a decision. Then they did something about it. Wow. Just imagine if you're being honest with someone and say, look, you know, whatever it is that God's called you to do or share with them, and they say, you know what, you're telling them right. You tell me the truth. Let me get myself together. And they get themselves together. They say, you know what, I'm going to listen to what, and I'm going to pray, and I'm going to listen for myself. Let me go ahead and do what it is that you're telling me I need to do, because I believe that's what God's telling me to do. And they did it. They did it. Hey, Ben, what's up, Ben? We're talking about Jonah, and God gives second chances. Many chances, multiple chances. You know, just glad you're here. Tamisha says, no problem. Let me know when. Down for a play anytime. Okay, Tamisha. I love Jesus, spirit, and food. Merging two or three of those things are great. But you know what? They did something. So not only did they hear, they did something. Action. Sometimes, guys, we want change, but we're not willing to do the action. That's the biggest part. Well, we know God tells us to do it. Maybe we might be afraid. But what would happen if we do what God tells us to do? And when you fall, get back up. Don't beat yourself up. Just go ahead and work and get it right. Do it right. You still have breath in your lungs. Go ahead and do that. It said all of them put on sackcloth. And this says this. When the news reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, took off his royal robes. He took off the good clothing, the expensive clothing. He took those things off. He covered himself with sackcloth too and sat down in the dust. Then he issued the proclamation. He issued the proclamation to Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles. Do not let any man or beast, herd or flock taste anything. Do not let them eat or drink, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, that everyone call urgently on God. Let them give up their evil ways and their violence. Let them get it right. Who knows? God may yet relent and with compassion turn from his fierce anger so that we will not perish. They didn't want to perish. They didn't want to perish. They're like, you know what? Okay. We're hearing. And we're going to get this right. Let's seek God. It says, who knows? It says, let everyone call urgently on God. So they're praying, right? Because what did Jonah say again? Before 40 more days, and Nineveh will be overturned. And they're like, let's get this right. Let's get this straight. So just imagine, guys, had Jonah not said that. What would have happened had he not shared that message? Now, listen to this. God's message is going to get through. If it's his plan, his will for you to share a message, then that's it. But guess what? If you don't do it, guess what? God's going to get someone else to do it. But in this story, in this particular thing, God wanted Jonah to be obedient. He wanted Jonah to share this message. Greg says this, answer this. We miss blessings because of fear. But this book is slapped underdog story who aligned with God and are now listed in the Hall of Faith. Amen. Ah, amen, bro. That's right, Greg. We miss blessings because of fear, but this book is slapped full, covered to cover with underdog stories who aligned with God and are now listed in the Hall of Faith. Don't let the devil, don't let any demons tell you that God cannot use you because of whatever it is you've done. Guess what? Everyone has a past. Everyone has a former chapter. Guess what? You're in your present chapter. There's some future chapters that you can write as well. Listen, in other words, God forgives. Thank God that he's a God of second chances. Many chances, multiple chances. And that's so true, Greg. We miss blessings because of fear. Just think about this. God used Jonah. Now, some people would have thrown Jonah out after he ran from God and went through that whole thing. They would have written him off. We're not going to use him. But God's like, no, I want this person. We're going to use this person right here. This is who I want to use. And just imagine had he not shared a message. But thank God that he did share a message. And thank God that people heard what God was saying through him. And maybe they didn't like him either, right? But they heard the message. And they did not want to go through that. They did not want to experience that. So what would happen in our lives if we were to really step out there? What's up, Minister G? If we were just really step out there and do what God's called us to do, what would happen? You just think about it. Some of these stories. I like what you said, Greg. With underdog stories, you aligned with God. The Bible's full of stories like that. Perhaps you might be an underdog. Perhaps, you know, people might say, oh, this person, you're not going to make it. You're not going to do this. Guess what? All you have to do is say, yes, Lord. Guess what? Do what God has called you to do. And whatever he's called you to do is what he's called you to do. It might not be what he's called someone else to do, but be obedient to what God has called you to do. You know, see, God saw their hearts. He had that message. But he's also teaching Jonah something too, all right? He was also teaching Jonah something too. Because Jonah went to these people that he probably did not like. He gave this message. Like Tamisha had said earlier, and probably said that message because he probably didn't like them anyway, and he probably wanted to see it happen. But he gave that he was obedient and said what God told him to say. But the people heard, and they said, you know what? It's time to change. Yeah, that's true, Tamisha. We have to remember it is not about us. But sometimes when you're going, we got to say this. When you're going through what you're going through at the time, when you're going through, guess what? It is real for you. It's real. But you have to remind yourself, it's not about us. Lord, what do you want to teach me through this? You know, because we are experiencing life. We're in the middle of it. And it's different when other people look at your life from the outside in. It's different when the people can see things you don't see, but when you're in the thick of it, it's very, very important. Like my cousin was saying earlier tonight, you got to pray. You got to pray. You know, people see things from the outside looking in that the person who's in the whole thing doesn't see sometimes. But you have to remind yourself it's not about us. You have to remind yourself, we have to remind ourselves it's not about me. You know, because how many of us really, really ask ourselves that? But really, really remind us, it's easier to say it, but when you're in the thick of it, to really remind yourself, it's not about me. I'm learning this. Lord, what lesson do you want me to learn from this? You know, Willie says this, hey, what's up, Willie? I will be off to just send God a message, but then for him to deal with me for not sending it, been there, done that before. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, Willie. It's like, you know what you're supposed to do, and you're not doing it. And it does not feel good. But guess what? If you don't do it, listen, God will have somebody else who will. But if you want to do what God's called you to do, then you have to be obedient to what the Lord is telling you to do, what he's called you to do, what he's laid in your heart to do. Yeah, I've done that too. You know, it's better just go ahead and do whatever God's called you to do. Whatever he's placing your heart to do, just go ahead and do it. Do the right thing. Do what he's telling you to do. But it's just amazing. It's amazing to me how Jonah gave this message and the people listened. The same people we didn't probably like listened. And they got together. Everyone listened to the message. And we're going to talk about that next week, guys. We're going to talk about that next week. And God had compassion. He had compassion on the Ninevites. It says, when God saw what they did, and how they turned from their evil ways, he had compassion and did not bring upon them the destruction he had threatened. Listen, God saw their hearts. They're like, okay, let me get this right. I'm not trying to be overturned. We're not trying to lose everything we've fought for. We've, you as far as build up the city, everything that they were doing. And they said, let's stop the evil ways. Let's be right. Let's do right. And God saw their heart. He didn't see what they're doing. I mean, he saw what they're doing. He saw their hearts. To see if we can fix things up but not change our hearts. He saw their hearts. He had compassion. And he did not destroy them as planned, as what he told, you know, Jonah to tell them. And their hearts moved God. Their hearts moved God. You know, they're like, you know, Lord, I want to get this, God, I want to get this thing straight. I want to be right. I don't want you to destroy our city. Let me change my ways. Let me do right. Let me treat my neighbors right. Let me do unto others as they have me to do. Let me do unto others as I would have them do to me. They're like, let's do right. And they did. Actions play a role, but God looks at the heart and the intentions. Their hearts. We can change suits. We can put on some clean clothes. But it's like, we can change what we wear and all these different things and how we act. But God looked at their hearts. God was looking at their hearts. Kathy says, do what God tells you to do, because truly, if you do it God's way, you get God's results. Woo! All right. Ah, I love that, Kathy. I feed myself that daily. I think I'm going to start feeding myself that too, Kathy. I'm going to read that again. Do what God tells you to do, because truly, if you do it God's way, you get God's results. That's right. That's a good one right there. Amen. Amen. I hear you, Gregory. You said yes. You know, God gives second chances. He gives multiple chances. You know, Greg, my brother Greg Banks, because there are two Gregories on here. You got Minister Greg and my brother Greg, who was also pretty much the same minister too. How many people in the Bible have been given second chances? You know, and brother Greg Banks had already said that, you know, answered those questions to ask ourselves and, you know, and share what you said about the Bible being full from cover to cover of people, you know, yeah, all of them. That's right. All of them. We're getting second chances. I want to encourage you tonight to stop beating yourself up. If you're really serious about, you know, doing what God's called you to do and saying, you know, Lord, I want you to use what you've given me to touch someone's life. You know, you can still be who you are. God will change you. You don't look at it like porn offenses. Have your relationship with God. Read the Bible for yourself. Pray for yourself. Ask the Lord to lead you and guide you. Ask the Holy Spirit to speak to your heart. You know, and listen to this. And go ahead and do what God has called you to do. Whatever he's given you. Some of you guys have the gift of love, of nurturing. Then be the best lover and nurturer you can be. Whatever God has given you, be the best. You know, allow him to use you. And when you make mistakes, you fall down, get back up. You know, Ben says this, gracious God, today we are grateful that we can come into your holy presence and be renewed in the midst of our struggles and strengthened for the journey ahead. As we seek your presence, grant us Pentecost power that helps us defeat demons that seek to destroy us and give us courage fight the forces that seek to rob our lives of the joy and happiness that you have envisioned for us. Amen. Thank you for that prayer, for sharing prayer, Ben, Brother Ben. Do what God has called you to do. And if you say, Lord, I don't know what you called me to do, then just ask the Lord, show me. What gifts have you give me? How can I make the world a better place? What message do you want me to give? What message do you want me to share? And sometimes, guys, it's the little things. Sometimes, guys, it's the little things that really count. A simple smile, a hug can change someone's life. A simple, you know, God loves you. Well, I told you, I've shared this before. Some years ago, I went through one of the worst times in my life. It was a dark time. And at that time, guys, I was like, now I've shared this before. I was ready to check out. I was like, Lord, I am done. You can take me on the glory now. I don't know whatever there is for me to live for. But God says, I have a plan for you. And I'm telling you guys, a simple hug, a smile, I love you, can change someone's life. Because you don't know when people are going through this stuff, when they're dealing with depression, when they're dealing with suicide, when they're dealing with, you know, I'm ready to check out. You never know what a simple smile or hug can do for them. You know, do for people. Share love. Share a message. A smile can change someone's life. Do what God's called you to do. And I shared that with you guys because a lot of people are dealing with that. A lot of people are dealing with that. What do I do with my life? Well, I'm tired of going through this. I'm tired of going through that. But when you think about the people in the story, the characters in the Bible, the people in the Bible and what they've experienced, Lord, if you can do that for them, you can do that for me. Yeah, this is his plan for you, so I know it works. Yeah, praise God, Ben. You know, and it's just like, Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, Ben. You know, I'm going to tell you this. You never know what people are going through. You never know what people are going through. And sometimes, guys, we beat ourselves up when we don't do what God called us to do the first time. Or we feel like we're going through too much in our lives. Or when am I going to get that break? But, you know, really honestly, I'm just grateful to be alive. I am just grateful to be alive and be present. Be present. Because everything I'm going through, everything we're going through, experiencing right now helps us in the next phase of our life. And it also helps us to be able to share with other people some of the things we're experiencing. So guess what? You have a story. You have a story. You have a testimony because you've gone through a test. Or perhaps you're going through a test. We've all have either gone through a test, going through a test, or went through a test. You know, and when you get to that point, you say, you know what, Lord, if you can give them a second chance, I know you can give me a second chance. Lord, I want to be obedient and do whatever it is you call me to do. If you're saying, Lord, I mess up, I make mistakes, I'm almost done, guys. If you get to that point, you just say, Lord, you know, I just need you to come into my life right now. I need to rededicate myself to you, to your plan. And I'm not talking about thing of religion. I'm talking about relationship with God. A relationship with God. You know, and what would happen? We say, Lord, I pray that you would use me. Please forgive me for my sins. I'm going to pray. I'm going to have faith, and I'm going to do what you called me to do. And I'm not going to let fear keep me from moving forward. Have your way in my life. I'm going to share a couple of these things with you real quick before we get out of here. Gregory, Minister Gregory says this. I'm trying to get to it. I keep on moving, okay? All right. This thing keeps it going. So many have forgotten that God is concerned about our wholeness and total well-being, that he will leave the 99 to come looking for the one. Rest on him. Rest in him. That's right. He is concerned about you. Brother Greg says this. Thank you, Minister G. Brother Greg says this. You will find what you look for. Seek disappointment, and you will find an endless list. An endless list. Seek God's goodness, and you will find it everywhere. Choose today who you will serve. Don't rush, preacher. Take your time. You know, I'm telling you guys this. Someone said this saying. I was going to say this. Some people look at a glass half empty. Some look at a glass half full. So I was like, let me look at the glass half full. And then someone told me this. They said, be thankful for the glass. I never thought about that. We say either the glass is half full or the glass is half empty. How about be thankful for that you have a glass to pour something in? You know, so it's like, I like that part. You said, Brother G, Brother Greg, if you look for the disappointment, you can find an endless list. If you see goodness, God's goodness, you will see it. You will find it everywhere. I'm just saying thank you, Lord, for this time. Thank you for this moment. If there's someone else out there who's going through something that's worse than what I'm going through, you know, listen, God gives chances. While we have opportunity to change and make changes and get right, let's go ahead and do it. And it's about your relationship with God. It's about you. It's not about how or anyone else thinks. It's about your relationship with God. And guess what? If God can use anyone, if he can use any of the people in the Bible who did some of the things they've done and still love them and still bless them, guess what? He will love and bless you, as I'm sure he is. He loves you and he's blessing you right now. While you have a chance, while you have an opportunity, you have an opportunity today. And it's not about being perfect. No, we all make mistakes. No one is perfect. Let's just put it out there. No one is perfect. No one. But the question is, are you willing to do what God's called you to do? Are you willing to do it? Don't be scared. Go ahead and do what God's called you to do. Be obedient. You know, for myself, I never say, how could that person ever do that? Because I find myself being in the exact same situation. So I've learned just to say, thank you, Lord. Give me grace. What lesson do you want me to learn from this? You know, and listen, if you're willing, God will use you. God will use you. And if you're right here right now, listen to this message for all of us to remind us and encourage us, even in this pandemic, even what we've been going through, even with losses, that guess what? God still gets second chances. Have you ever heard the saying, sometimes they envy the loved ones who passed on because they don't have to go through what we're going through? But currently, we all have a time. But while we're here, let's do what he's called us to do. I hear you, Mom. He is blessing me right now. That's right, Mom. You know, God's blessing us right now. At this moment, one thing we do is just say, Lord, please forgive me for my sins. Lord, help me to do right. Help me to do what you called me to do. Then, Lord, help me to forget myself when I make mistakes. Then help me to do what you called me to do. I am willing. Help me in this quest call. Thank you for your son who died on the cross for my sins. And I believe the message. I pray you come to my heart. Help me, Lord, to live for you. You know, guys, God gives second chances. God gives second chances. He's blessing all of us through your son. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, bro, Greg. You know, I'm going to say this, guys. We're all in this thing together. We do this every Tuesday night from 9 to 10. We're all in this thing in life called together. None of us are perfect, but we're striving to be the men and women that God has called us to be. So I just encourage you guys in your life. Don't beat yourself up. Let's learn from Jonah. And we're going to look at this again next week, the second part, because Jonah was angry. Jonah was angry because God had compassion and saved an Ninevite. So we're going to talk about that next week. But I just want to encourage you tonight. I just want to say I love each and every one of you. Thank you, Mom, for coming through. Thank you. I got my cousin in. What's up, cousin? She came through and hung out tonight. And my friends, we're family. This is Hard Love Radio family. And I have some friends on Greg Ranks. We've been friends for like over 20-something years. And I'm just grateful for you guys coming through tonight. You know, we're in this thing together. We are in this thing together. I just want to encourage you that God gives second chances. He, as Tamisha said, he gives multiple chances, right? You know, and I appreciate each and every one of you guys that come through. I appreciate you guys so much. You could have been doing anything. You could have been anywhere else. But I appreciate you guys coming through tonight. And be encouraged tonight. Know that it's not over. As long as you have breath, you have the opportunity to do what God's called you to do. Thank you. Thank you so much, Brother Ben. And God bless you guys. Please pray for me. Please pray for my family, and pray for everyone. Pray for everyone. You know, yeah. And God bless you guys. God bless you guys. I'm having a special guest on Thursday night, an author. You guys don't want to miss this. Guys, can come through on Thursday from 9 to 10. And you'll see some things I put out about that. Make sure you can come through if you can Thursday from 9 to 10. God bless you. I love each and every one of you. Have a restful night. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. God gives second chances. He can give Jonah a second chance. Guess what? He'll give you and I a chance. We have the opportunity, right? We're still here. It's a work in progress. We are a work in progress. So don't beat too hard on yourself or beat yourself up. Just go ahead and do what God's called you to do and go ahead and do it. Be a blessing. God bless you and allow God to speak to your heart. Then do whatever it is he's calling you to do. God bless you. Be encouraged. Love each and every one of you. Please share this message on your pages. You know, appreciate you guys. Brother Greg says, hey, Gregory, Grant is not doing well. Oh, she's 99 and now has COVID. Oh, praying God gives her comfort in her last days. Love you, bro. Love you, too. Please give your grandmother a kiss and a hug for me. In fact, let's pray for her right now. Dear God, we just pray for Mrs. Banks. We pray that, thank you, God, you've given her 99 years. Pray, God, we know that you can give her 100 years, Lord God. But we thank you, God, for her right now. We just pray, God, you'll bring her through this COVID right now. Please bless and be their family, the Banks family. Give them strength and peace and give her peace, Lord. We pray that you'll bring her through this, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Such a beautiful woman, God. 99 years old. 99. Wow. Wow. But we're definitely praying for her. We're praying for you, Greg, okay? Be encouraged, all right? I love you. And I'll reach and let me know how she's doing, and I'll reach out to you as well. God bless you guys. Love each and every one of you. Thank you guys for coming through. Good to see Kathy came in the house today. And Ben, Eugene, what's going on, Eugene? And guys, let's pray for each other. Prayer works. Prayer works. And I thank God for each and every one of you who've come through tonight. God bless you, and let's continue to keep each other in prayer. Much love to each and every one of you. And I will see you hopefully Thursday. And if not Thursday, next Tuesday from 9 to 10. God bless you.